Before I introduce my guests, I would like to read you a bio about Tony Rodriguez. He joined the U.S. Army in 1980, had several jobs in the U.S. Army, was a radio repairman for the first 8 years of his career. After 8 years in the U.S. Army, he was a recruiter in the Los Angeles area and spent the remaining 18 years of service in the recruiting command. After retiring from the U.S. Army in November of 2005, he began working for a construction staffing company and has been doing that since. In 2018, he was selected to be a board member from the California State Disability Program, specifically focused on self-determination for the San Gabriel Pomona Regional Center. Tony is very engaged with a group called Voices for LAPD since 2020. He decided in February 2022 to run for Congress without any campaign manager, and because of that, he developed his own website and strategy. Tony's campaign failed, but his desire to continue to educate people lives on. Even though he ran as an independent, his views are very conservative. Currently, he has a live stream called The Tony Rodriguez Show on Rumble, Twitter, YouTube, and thenextgenusa.com. The premise of his show is to give everyone a voice. He knows we all do not have to agree on everything, but we can all find common ground. Please give a warm welcome to Tony Rodriguez.
Tony.
Nice to meet you. I'll see you again, right?
Yes.
thank you. Thank you for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to speak. I am a firm believer in, and I'll use the state disability program, self-determination, where it gives the parents the right to decide what kind of treatment their child or adult that has a disability deserves instead of the government deciding for them. And that's my big thing. I think government is just too big, right? And the reason they're too big is we allowed it. We did allow it as a people. We didn't push back. We liked the comfort of the government telling us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. So I'm not a big proponent of big government. I believe we have a lot of issues in our country, as we all know, whether it's crime, education, people not knowing who they really are because the government's allowing this vast description on what we are and what we're not. Part of the problem is both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. That's why I chose to run as an independent. Because there's some good people on both sides. We just don't know who they are because they get squashed down by the people in charge. Great example, Tulsi Gabbard. A stone Democrat, right? Her family's Democrat, but she doesn't believe in the Democratic Party and their policies. Now, she's not going to be a Republican, I can guarantee you that. I'm not sure what she's going to be. But we need more people like her where they're able to speak their mind and give people the opportunity to be who they really are. And that's what we need to remember, who we really are. And Gia, who's here today, she always talks about common ground with people. And she's right. We forget about that. We need to talk to our neighbors, right? We all care about crime, right? I don't want my family walking at night where I live anymore, right? Because LAPD is not going to come out. Not because they don't want to. It's because they really can't. Their hands are tied by politicians. If you know anything about LA City Council, what's been going on, it's not a secret. It's been going on for years. It's just finally coming out that we have people like Martinez and De Leon and Cedillo and Monica Rodriguez dictating what LAPD does, right? So that's why I joined a group, Voices for LAPD, because as citizens, we need to stand up for LAPD, right? Because their Chief Moore, he's worthless. He's just a puppet. Right, he's just that dummy that Monica sticks her hand up his back and tells him what to say. Right, and we don't need people like that in politics or in positions of authority. We need, and I hate to use this word, normal people, people that don't have any vested, that haven't been bought by a group, right? They haven't sold their soul, right? This thing that candidates can raise all this money from pharma or any unions. I'm not a big fan of unions. I'm gonna say that right now. Unions control a lot. Right? We need the people to take charge back. But in order to do that, they need to get off their ass and vote. Right? If they don't vote, we can't change anything. We can have the best people with the best heart to try to do a good job, but it's not going to change anything. it won't change anything because people aren't voting. When you have 30% of the population voting, making decisions for 100% of us, that's ridiculous. Right? But we own that. We need to do what Gia does, right? Knock on people's doors, sit down and talk to them. Hey, what are your concerns? What do you think about crime? What do you think about what's going on in the schools? Should we have the teachers be the second parents of our kids or not? Right? My big pet peeve is parents, and Gia knows this. I trash parents on my show every Wednesday, right? Because I have a hard time believing that parents don't care. I'm basing it on their lack of education, right? Because parents have rights. There was a group called School Choice in California. They were trying to gather signatures, and they gathered a little over 200,000 signatures. There's over 35 million people in California. We can only get 200,000 signatures. So that's either a lack of education, a lack of information, or, excuse my friends, they just don't give a shit, right? And I'm hoping and praying that it's just a lack of education and a lack of knowledge what's happening. And it's groups like yours and my live stream show and other groups like us, we need to spread the message to the people. We need to let them know that we're here and we want to help and we need to educate them. We don't have to vote for them, but we have to educate them. What do you mean you don't want school choice for your kids? You don't want to decide what school your kids go to? It's your tax dollars, right? You need to make that decision for your kids. Don't let the government do it, because look what's going on now. We're letting the government do all this, and look where we're at now, right? Families are fighting. Friends are fighting. People aren't speaking to each other, right? Nobody wants to vote because their attitude is, well, it's not going to matter. It's not going to change anything. Well, that's because we allowed that. We let one side do a brilliant job on dividing us as a nation, as a republic. We allowed the Democrats to do that to us. And the Republicans are just as guilty because they allowed it. Right? This idea that if Trump runs for president and he wins, it's going to fix everything. The only thing it'll fix is the economy, because he's a brilliant business guy. But it's not going to change the division. The division will continue. We need people that are going to bring us together. Whether we like Tulsi Gabbard or we like Kristi Noem, it's not real. We need somebody that's going to bring the unity back into our nation so that we can do like we did back in the day when I was a kid, where you can leave your door open, everybody's hanging out outside, everybody's talking. There's neighbors that I don't even know that live two houses up from me, and I don't even know who they are, right? Because they never come out. You know, they leave in the morning to go to work. They come home at night. They lock the doors. And you hear them in the yard with their dogs. That's it. People don't talk anymore. Whether it's family, friends, nobody really wants to chat and have a nice discussion about what's happening in the world today. Me, myself, I'm concerned for my grandkids. Right? I don't want to leave them a world like this, where they're not going to have a decision. They're not going to be able to decide what they want to do, whether it's religion, politics, they're going to be dictated what to do, kind of like we are. And the direction we're heading, if we keep going this direction, they're going to take our money away, right? It's all going to be on a card or a chip. They can turn your money off whenever they want, right? They want us to use electric cars so they can turn them off, right? Because they can do that. Once you have anything electronic, the government can just, hey, you know what? You pissed me off today. I'm going to turn you off. You're not going anywhere. Or you're part of that other group that I don't like, right? And that's not what this nation was based on. Our forefathers didn't write the Constitution to have this amount of government involved in our life. They don't need to tell me what I need to do with my kids or my grandkids. They don't need to tell me what I need to do with my wife, right? And I always use this analogy. Government begins at home, right? When you're a couple, whether male-male, female-female, male-female, it doesn't matter. Decisions are made based on what's best for the entire family. Whether it's going to McDonald's or a fancy restaurant, it's based on what the family can afford and do. Whether it's a nice vacation in Hawaii or a stay at Orange County for a couple of days, right? Everything is based on what's best for the entire family. And that's what we need people that in politics to decide what's best for the nation as a whole, not to what's best for BLM or Antifa or any of these other crazy groups that we have out there. It's important that we connect. And you and I talked about that, John. We connect with different groups so that we can spread the message, because we have a different audience, right? I'm a little bit crazy on my show, I'm not going to lie, but I'm very honest and upfront. Anybody can come on the show and speak, because there's things that we need to get out there. I have a guest coming on Wednesday who was they tried to remove him from office because of the color of his skin. That's really what I boiled down to, right? And a judge actually went with it, and thank goodness there's another judge that overrode that. But people need to know what's happening. We can't make decisions based on the color of your skin, where you came from, because the Democrats have done a great job of influencing people that's what really happened. I was in the Army for 25 years and 10 months. Some of my brothers that I thought were my brothers, I didn't realize they weren't my brothers till I got out. Right? But in that service, 25 years, we didn't have that issue. Everybody was just green. We didn't care if you were male or female. Right? I had female bosses when it wasn't a big deal. I didn't care. She made the right decisions. That's all that mattered to me. Nothing else matters to me. Right? And whatever she did was for the betterment of the unit, not for certain people within the unit. So we need to get over this right or left. That's our first step, right? And try to choose people for who they truly are and what they really stand for. There was 4 Republicans running in my race, and I can tell you that not one of them was worth a damn as far as I'm concerned, right? Because I'm basing it on what I know now about them. Not one of them now is fighting for anything. They're just sitting there waiting for the next round of elections so they can run again, right? And God help us if we elect them, because it's the same old thing, just a different initial. Instead of a D, it'll be an R, right? So we need to fight for what's right for the people. We need to get over ourselves and our egos and share the information with everybody and anybody that wants to hear it. That's my thing, right? Kind of like Gia. Gia and I, we've been hanging out together. We have the same theories. We might disagree on a few things, but our ultimate goal is to get the people to stand up for the Republic, because that's all that matters to me, the Republic. That American flag, say what you want. We had a lot of things go wrong, but we've learned from all those things. Those things aren't going on wrong now, so we don't need to worry about that. We learn from the past and move forward, and we need to stop people from believing the minutia that's put out on a daily basis. Again, my name is Tony Rodriguez. I have a show called The Tony Rodriguez Show. It's a live stream show. It goes through Rumble, YouTube, Twitter, and my Facebook page. You can also access the show through Tony4America.us. Anybody can come on the show and talk. I don't care if you're the left or the right. You will not be attacked. The premise of the show is to get people to speak and share information with everybody. Right? Whether I agree with your information or not. Now, if I don't agree with you, I'll let you know on the show. And if you don't agree with me, you can let me know on the show. That's fine. We're entitled to our opinions. And that's our first step, is letting people speak for themselves and not us speak for them. Thank you for having me here today. Wait, tell them what day. Oh, I'm sorry. It's on Wednesdays. It's every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Definitely listen November 2nd, because I'm going to have a great guest on November 2nd. She's a governor, and she's going to be on my show. And we're going to do a special show with Tulsi. Not sure exact date, but I'm going to have Tulsi Gabbard on the show. So it's coming soon.
Did you say Tulsi?
Yeah.
Yay! Tulsi. Thank you.
Did you say Tulsi?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
So any questions?
John Kasirup here. Would you kind of discuss your candidacy and what happened to you when you were running? What kind of things did you see? Did you feel pressure from certain people? Did you get support from certain people? The people you were talking about that you thought were good guys turned out to not be good guys. What was wrong with the whole process, and how do you feel about it now that you've run and had the experience to do so?
Well, the first thing that was wrong with the process was I didn't realize that they had divided the districts unofficially. So when I first went and signed, I was under the impression I was in one district, and the city of LA said, no, you're going to be on this district, but it's not official until this date. So that was a little confusing for me because I've never ran for office, so that was a little bit confusing. I didn't realize that how much, and I hate to use the word hatred, there is against if you're a D or an R, right? As I'm collecting signatures, you know, I had a sign that I was running against Adam Schiff. I was cursed at, bottles thrown at. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't kids. It wasn't young people. It was older people, which that surprised me more than anything. Right? It was the older generation doing that, not the young, the people that I expected to do that. Some of the candidates, when you first meet them, they talk a good game. And one of them showed his true colors right away, so I knew him right away. The other ones, I expected them to, even after we lost, to at least stay engaged with what their goals were, what they always talked about, how they wanted to help. But they really don't want to help, right? It was more of a... I don't want to say a lie. I'm just going to say that they're not engaged. And to me, I measure you as a person. If you truly believe in what you're saying, then you're going to continue the fight one way or the other. Whether it's... Hey, Gia's still in the fight. She was a candidate that lost, but she's still in the fight. Not many candidates stay in the fight. They wait another year and a half to get back into the fight. Right? And I don't believe that if that's what you're doing, then this isn't for you. And the people need to know that. And if they run again, I will make sure that the people know that, at least from my perspective, that don't vote. I don't care if he's an R, you don't vote for that person. He's worthless. Or she's no good. Because they don't need to run. Because they don't have the people's best interest in mind. They have their own best interest in mind. Kind of like what's happening in the city council of LA, where people keep voting for people because they have a certain name or they look cute on camera. And now we're finding out that they're bad people. And most of us knew they were bad people, but they still got elected. So what I learned in the election was that people are very ruthless, regardless of if you're not a D or an R. So,
would you do it again?
Absolutely. I'm a glutton for punishment. And I want to do what's best for the people. And I want my grandkids to grow up the same way I did, where I was never worried about people calling me names. I mean, you have the normal kid stuff, but, you know, now it becomes a racial issue. You know, at Foothill Boulevard, when BLM wanted to make their statement was violence, disrupting. You're not making a statement doing that. I don't have a problem with you picketing and speaking your mind, but when you start using violence and you start bringing up the past about something that I had no control of, then I have a problem with that. Right? The Constitution guarantees everyone the right to do whatever they want. So we don't need all these special laws and rules and regulations. It's already in the books. Why do we have to give BLM, Antifa, special rights? It's already there. What we need to stop is the violence, right? And the disruption. And the government destroying businesses because the business don't agree with their crazy policies. Whether I agree with the vaccination or non-vaxxers, that's not relevant. People have a right to decide what they want to do. If they don't want a vaccine, they don't need to get it. And if the business doesn't want to enforce that, they don't need to. Right? We don't need... Overreach of government has gotten so far, right, that I'm sure Ronald Reagan and President Kennedy are flipping in their graves seeing what's happening in our country now, right? It shouldn't be that way. We run the government. The government doesn't run us. We failed to hold the government accountable. We allowed people like Mr. Biden, as I call him on the show, Chairman Biden, make decisions for us. This guy, he can't even wipe his own behind. And we elected him. He didn't lie. And I know people get all crazy, but he didn't lie. He said he was going to close a pipeline. He did. He said he was going to raise taxes. He does, right? The only thing he lied about was unifying us, right? Because he made that promise, I'm going to unify you. But he didn't unify anybody. He's part of the problem. Now, we know he's not really running the country. I'm not sure who is. But somebody's got their hand up his behind and making him talk. Right? And it's scary that the people, whether we agree with it or not, voted for him, whether the elections were fraud or not. At this point, that doesn't really matter. He still got elected. Right? But in order to stop this from happening, we got to find a way to get rid of the apathy of the American voter, right? Because that's the biggest problem. They're apathetic. They don't think they can make a difference. And as people like us can educate them and show them a way that they can make a difference, they see a light at the end of the tunnel versus the darkness we see every day.
Isn't it your experience, though, that people really don't do anything until their ox gets gored or they feel the pain?
Right. And just like crime, right? Nobody cares about law enforcement until it happens to your backyard, right? That's reality in our country, right?
So how do you... Well, I guess you're doing it through your show. You're trying to network with the public to find those people that actually want to do something.
Right. Education... And somebody they can trust, somebody that doesn't owe money to anybody or owe any loyalty to anybody except the American people, right? My loyalty is with the Republic. I don't have a Puerto Rican flag hanging in my car, right? And I'm from Puerto Rico.
Well, even if you did, it's nothing wrong with Puerto Rico.
But my point is that I'm an American citizen, and this is my country, right? So this comes first. And we got to get everybody to start thinking that this comes first. This republic comes first, not the politicians.
But what are you hearing through the show? For example, everything seems normal now, so people don't think that they need to do anything. They can go to picnic now. They can go watch movies and go play ball. They can go sit and watch TV. There's no need. It's almost like the pressure. They feel like the pressure's off and it's not coming back.
I don't think a lot of people feel that way. I really don't. I mean, I get a lot of people on the show, and they know that the mandates are coming back. Right? We can pretend all day, but let's see what happens after November. Right? Because L.A. alone, they extended their rules until February. Right? So we'll see what happens after the election. I'm sure the other chairman, Newsom, will come up with some more rules and regulations that we have to follow. He will get elected, unfortunately, again. He will, right? And again, it's because people don't vote. And we got to remember that most of the people voting in California are women, right? So we need to get to them and spread the message, because for some reason, males don't like voting in California. So we need to make sure that we get out there and spread the word.
They're not feeling the pain.
Not yet, but they will, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. If they think it's not, they're crazy. Just look what happened now when we had the heat wave, right? We couldn't have power. You don't wash your clothes at this time. Don't get a shower too long.
Well, look at the water.
It's a failed policy on Newsom, but people aren't aware of that, right? If they don't follow certain groups, they're not going to know that Newsom has turned down all kinds of plants, right? Now they're finally going to agree to one. I think it's going to be somewhere in Orange County. A plant for salt water, right? But that's going to be what, 8 years down the road, maybe on a good time. Is it going to be like the bullet train? You know, we've been dealing with that forever, right? And we're still fighting the bullet train. Right? We don't need to give Mr. Pelosi more money than he already has.
Are you in touch with or networking with other people that ran for office that really feel like you do and are working together to do something? Have you talked with Daniel Mercury or Vincent Tai?
I've had Daniel Mercury on my show.
That'd be great.
He had a whole hour on my show.
Good.
He's a great man. I'm connected with him. I'm trying to get Vincent. I haven't had any feedback yet on him, but I did get Daniel on the show. I got Senator Gabbard on the show, even though he's a Democrat. He's a Kennedy type of Democrat. And of course, he's connecting me with his daughter Tulsi, so...
Do you really think the Democratic Party is still the Democratic Party?
No.
It seems to me that there are more just total communists.
They're not. I will tell you this. My opinion is they're the Chinese Party in the United States.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that.
That's who they've become.
Right.
They're not the party that Kennedy was part of.
No.
They're not the party that Reagan worked with. Reagan did a great job of working with the Democratic Party when he was president. We haven't had anybody like that since.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll give somebody else a chance here because I probably could go on for a while.
So, Tony, we live in L.A. County.
Yes.
We're not in Ventura, Santa Barbara, any other county, any other state.
So LA is the pit of hell, right? It is. It's the pit of hell. It's horrible. It's really bad. And people get discouraged all the time. What do you have to say to people to have them continue in the fight and stay encouraged? What would you say?
You know, LA is a beast. We've allowed people like Garcetti to make decisions for us. I think it's time that people just get over these pretty faces they see on TV. Because I really believe that people see a face and they don't really look into that person. Oh, look, he looks like a nice guy, or she looks like a great person, right? And they're not. And I use my favorite council person in LA, Monica Rodriguez. In my neighborhood, Salina Tuhunga, everybody loved her. I was one of the few that would talk bad about her. Everybody thought she was going to take care of the neighborhood because she was from Pacoima, and she was one of us, right? And I already knew she wasn't one of us, because when I found out that she was part of the Garcetti Mafia, and that's what I'll call it, right? She had $250,000 in her campaign before signing the paperwork to run for city council, right? So that already is a red flag for me, right? And people in my neighborhood, she was Hispanic. She grew up in Pacoima. Her daddy was in the army. He was a firefighter. So she was going to fight for us. Well, if you live in District 7, she hasn't fought for us. She was one of the ones that wanted to defund the LAPD when BLM started rioting in our neighborhoods. Right? There's a video of her telling that to the police, and I'm going to defund you $200,000 for just the Foothill Division, right? She was part of that problem. And yet, she won re-election again, right? Part of it is because people don't want to vote, right? And that's the problem that we have, not just in LA and LA County, in the whole state. People don't want to vote. They're not educated. They just vote. If they do vote, they're voting for a title of a proposition, or I know him better than I know him, right? Brian Dolly is a great guy. He's not going to win. He's just not going to win. Caruso, it's going to be a toss-up between Caruso and Karen Bass. And God help us if Karen Bass wins, because she's part of the Soros crew, right? And people need to be aware of all that. A lot of it is we got to figure out where people are getting information. Is it media? Is it social media? Whatever it is, we need to attack it, and we need to be just as ruthless and deadly as the Democrats are. I don't care if you're an old-fashioned Republican or Rhino or a new Republican, whatever you call yourself. You got to do what's best for the Republic, and the message has to get out, however we can get it out. I like Gia's system. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to your neighborhood. Some neighborhoods like mine, it won't really matter because they're all far-left liberals, right? We have a group called Abra, who's the cousin to BLM, right? And they're growing in power in Tuhunga and Sunland, right? We've allowed it because people are complacent, right? And we got to become cheerleaders. We got to come, like Gia, loud. You know, whatever, smile, laugh, giggle, tell a joke about what's happening so people will listen to you, right? I chose the show because I know a lot of people on social media. I did a lot of research at what time to do the show to get the message out. This will be our sixth show. We got some great guests so far, and we want to bring in anybody that wants to speak their mind. Because that's what's important to me. What my neighbor thinks. What my coworkers think. Not what Chairman Biden and his staff think. I don't care about them. Right? And we need to stop caring about these politicians that come in worth $2 million and already worth $42 million after 2 years in office as president. That's kind of crazy to me. You don't make that much money as being president. And yet you're worth $42 million already? Something's going on.
Hi. Hi, thank you. I didn't know you existed until I saw the notification. I was planning on coming today anyway, but I'm really, really happy to hear you. And I didn't know you were in Sunland Tuhunga. I grew up in Tuhunga.
Oh.
I went to Verdugo Hills High, left Tuhunga in 1972, moved down to Long Beach, and have been there ever since. If you're going to have other guests on your show who have run for office, I would like to suggest Renette Senham from Nevada City because she is amazing.
Okay.
And she has a blueprint for California that's all laid out. It's organized. It's beautiful. And she's a very, very powerful woman. and somebody to get in alignment with. So I would like to suggest that.
Okay, I'll give you her information before I leave.
Yeah, I have it. I'll give it to you. And also, I had a question and now it just flew right out of my head.
Are you in Katie Porter's district?
In terms of...
Congressional race?
Actually, I'm not sure. But I know that I'm voting...
If you are, don't vote for her.
I'm not going to vote for her.
Yeah.
I'm voting for the constitutional attorney that's running for Congress. Oh, no, he's running for Senate. I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But Mark Moiser,
right.
Yes, he's amazing. And
twice. Vote for him twice.
Yes, I will vote for him twice. Yeah, because he's running for an office that's only open for a month, and then he's running for the long-term office.
Right.
And I can't think of my question now, so I'll have to come back.
Okay, no worries.
But thank you. Oh, I know. How much of a reach do you have? How many people are listening to you? Because I would happily promote you to the people that I know in Long Beach and your show. And I'm really glad it's on at 6 o'clock at night because I'm off work and I can listen to you.
Well, I don't know how big we've been so far. It's our sixth show. I know we're on Rumble Live, and then we have the Next Gen USA Live, YouTube Live, Twitter's Live. And then Facebook is live. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesdays. Every Wednesday. Pacific Standard Time.
Is it on a radio channel as well?
No.
No?
Okay. Not yet. Not yet. Okay. That's our goal.
I never ask questions. I mean, I rarely ask questions. But again, what's the date you said about Tulsi?
I don't have the date yet. Oh. I'm working on, she's going to be in Los Angeles, and I can't say the week she's going to be here yet.
All right. Now, this is, I don't know if you have an opinion, but the city of L.A., as you know, is so communistic that, not like the rest of the country.
Right.
And they're making their employees, to this day, look, the pandemic is over, and they're requiring them to take the vaccination. Now, I also understand that L.A. employees cannot be whistleblowers. Have you heard of that?
They don't recommend that they become whistleblowers, but it happens. There is a lawsuit from an LAPD officer right now against the city of Los Angeles and Monica Rodriguez because he was moved from Salinatonga to another area because he didn't agree with their policies.
Retaliation.
Yes.
Because they just published a 35-page COVID safety thing about a week ago. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they extended the emergency order in Los Angeles until February.
Which is crazy because, you know, it's over. If they ended the mandate, I mean the emergency use, all of these employees could just go back to their lives and not be required and be threatened with losing their jobs.
But it's control, right?
Yeah.
It's control. It's I'll tell you, the voices for LAPD,
yeah,
we want that group to grow, right? We want it to grow. And we also want people to call in the city council. Right now, they're all Zooming, so there's no reason why somebody can't get in there and talk, right? They really can do it.
Can you go in person now?
No, not yet.
You can't?
No. They let people go in when they were having the discussion about Nuri Martinez resigning and all that, and then they moved back to Zoom because too many people are coming, and they don't want that. They don't want people. They don't want you engaged. They don't want you engaged. And if you don't engage... Right, you're not going to get anything done. Right?
So I have this weird idea of writing an anonymous letter exposing what a whistleblower would say about the city of LA, a certain department, to show how inept they are. And send it to every city council member. Would that do any good, you think?
I would send it to them, but I have a reporter friend. If you do that, I will give it to her, and she will spread the word.
That's great. I'd love
to. Because we need to fight, right? And I don't mean fight like BLM and Antifa
right.
fight. We need to fight the right way. We need to draw the line. And you can't attack. I'll use a military term, right? When we fight in combat, we don't go this way. We don't fight just one route, right? We fight many avenues, right? We have different units fighting, and we need to do that. We need to have different groups go this way, that way, to spread the message. Because if we don't, you know, and I won't see it in my lifetime because I'm an old guy, but I don't want my grandkids to deal with this crap, right? That's how I feel about it. And I'm very honest, right? On my show, I use the word rat's ass all the time, right? Because I don't care what people think. You don't have to like me. You don't have to, you just have to listen to what I have to say and then make a decision, right? And people don't want to make decisions. People are comfortable with Uncle Sam deciding when you go to the bathroom, when you get a shower, how much water you can use, right? I'm not that person. I did that for 25 years and 10 months. I'm not doing it now, right? I'm not in the Army anymore where you got to follow orders, draw that right, that straight line. I left for that reason because I was over it. And my mistake was, and I'll be real candid, I didn't get involved in this until I retired from the Army. Right? I should have done it sooner than that. That's on me.
I feel like employees in the city don't want to whistleblow because they're already getting pushed and coerced. So if they do anything, they're going to be retaliated against. Even in the 35-page thing, it says, there will be no retaliation.
Yeah.
You know, but everyone there is not speaking up, whether it's because they have not enough employees, which they're not hiring. I mean, what everybody's going to, like, quit and they don't have enough people running the city? Unless you're vax, so then, I feel like I want to speak for them, but there's no one who is going to put their name to this. Right. So that's why I want to send this anonymously.
It's fear, just like the vaccine, right? They scared everybody into getting vaccines, right? You can't see a loved one in a hospital unless you're vaccinated, right? You can't spend time with somebody about to pass away in a hospital because you're not vaccinated. They're about to freaking die and you're worried about a vaccine? Right, so fear. They use fear against us, right? And they did a fantastic job, right? Let's give them credit for what they did. They did an amazing job, conquered and divide. They did a great job. Now it's up to us to fight back and push back, because now we know the real deal with COVID. We know that there's a lot of problems with the vaccines they didn't tell us, right? We know everything. So we have the knowledge to fight back. We just have to have the moral courage to fight back. Instead of talking about it, fight back.
Hello, sir. My name is Robert.
Hey, Robert.
I was just wondering if you were aware of the kind of cheating that is occurring in California as far as our voting is concerned.
Well, I'm not aware of all the specifics, but there's a lot of cheating going on. There's a lot. Okay. You can't convince me that otherwise, right? Because of the way our voting system operates and it works.
So I found that in my world, the belief is, and you brought one up, was, hey, our votes don't count, so it doesn't matter. I hear that a lot. I also hear that once people figured out the kind of cheating that's going on, they let go of that belief right away because they realized, oh, we're not as weak and powerless and insignificant as the TV and the phones want us to think.
Right.
And then I noticed a lot more people wanting to get on board with, I'm included in that because it wasn't true that we couldn't turn this around. Right. So once I found out the kind of cheating, though there are many kinds, one of them was that it wasn't true that our vote is obsolete. There are many methods that I'm finding. One of the methods that's standing out right now is, this is just an example. If I'm a part of the Democratic group, not that it matters, you were saying, this is just an example, and I know I can't win without cheating, and, I am projecting that we're going to need 800 votes, just throwing out a random number. I'm noticing that the Republican side has 950 votes, then we're going to get, 952 votes at all costs. And we have a history of doing that. So we're going to just, go that way. And then, we get our win and, the Republican side and those who are paying attention to them kind of figured, okay, all right, well, there is cheating going on. And then this kind of explains why there's this, because what I'm also hearing is, hey, we do need to get off our asses and vote, and we do need to bring everyone and our grandma to the polling stations because of this very method. If this is their method, if they're just, hey, looking at how many people they need to exceed, then we just need to play their game back at them. And this is why people are saying bring everyone and your grandma to the polling station. And they're also saying, hey, same day voting, because they can't project. We're not giving them enough time to have a chance to overwhelm what it is that we, the people, are doing. So if we go on the same day, then we give them very little chance, a lot less room to figure out how they're going to cheat.
Right.
So that's one method. The other method that I found, I don't know if you're familiar with the current situation in LA County. There is a software company by the name of Konec. The CEO of this company, his name is Eugene Yu. He developed a software program called PolChief.
Right. He got in a little bit of trouble.
He got in a lot of trouble. Right. He's the LA District Attorney George Gascon is doing the investigation on that, and it found that this software company that designed this software program for voting systems that helps the poll workers manage their schedules, access to the voting machines itself, passcodes. Everything that they need to run that operation was on a server in China.
Absolutely.
So, and that's alarming. And then it goes a little darker because not only is it on a server in China, but the CEO also gave full administrative access to CCP operatives,
right,
to our voting systems. So now we have that added element of cheating. What the investigators were implying in their research was that they can manipulate our votes, even in the systems itself.
Right.
So not only are we running up against needing to play their game back at them with, bringing everyone and our grandma to the polling stations, but now we're also saying, okay, well, we're really running up a hill here if we bring everyone and our grandma to the polling stations, but now we have these punks, in our systems that can just manipulate what it is that we took the time to go and do. So, when people find out about these things, this is often, the things that deter people. And then what I'm also hearing from many individuals, including Cash Patel, he's been putting out, hey, like, we're definitely still vulnerable this November, however... and then the fallback right now is we still need to bring everyone and their grandma to the polling station. So I'm still going to show up. I'm still going to vote. I'm still going to do my research. I'm still going to, hang tight and do whatever I can. But I'm also prepared, for this weird thing to go on in November where if we all are aware that we brought everyone and our grandma to the polling station and we still have this awkward outcome, and if the last 3 years was a little peek at what the next 5 years is going to be like, it's going to be chaos,
right?
In the state of California. So I know this isn't going to be like this quick fix, and it's not going to get fixed this November. And maybe there are a lot of more people waking up this time around. Aside from that, I'm also hearing that there are groups. And this is, relative to this situation, there are groups in California right now. I actually, there was a speaker at one of these events, and I'm still investigating this. I'm still trying to understand why they're doing this, but they are trying to get people to renounce their citizenship. They're trying to get them to become state nationals. There's this idea that if you're a state national, that you're a true American.
Right.
And if you don't correct your status, you're not a true American. And there's this thing where, and this is just from listening to the group, that they said that, well, because our votes don't count, and if you fix your status, you lose your right to vote. So you would have to be okay with that along the other things that you would lose.
Right.
To make this switch. And it's like, this is like the last, and granted, I'm still investigating this, right? I don't know why they're doing this or what the benefits are, but this is like the worst time to do that. If you are renouncing your right to vote and we are counting on votes to have oxygen in our lungs at this point,
right?
It doesn't make any sense. What I'm also finding is that if you do it a certain way, technically state nationals are electors,
right?
So you go from citizen voter to, an elector. So, but what I'm not hearing is, well, I'm going to participate as an elector now. What I'm hearing is I'm going to just leave, quote unquote, Babylon.
Right.
That's the euphemism that I'm hearing. Fine. So there's like all these parts, the Konec situation, the LA County is fully aware of this. I've talked to most individuals in LA County. They're fully aware of it. They're just not doing anything about it. We can speak on for years about that. So we have that situation, you know, with Konec, and then we have this bring everyone in your grandma situation because of the method of cheating that we're finding that they're using, which is probably a method they've been doing for a long, long time, you know. And then we just have this supermajority issue. Yeah, so I'll wrap this up right now. Just wanted to bring that to your attention because you were bringing up that people's votes are not counting, and I'm finding that from my world, people aren't familiar with the kind of cheating that's going on, but once they find out what the kind of cheating that's going on, they let go of the belief that my vote is obsolete, and that's false.
No, and I agree with you to an extent, but I'll tell you this. November, it's over, right? Yeah. We have no shot in California on winning anything.
That sucks.
Okay, it does suck.
Yeah.
But we have two more years to get ready to fight, right? So we start now to fight for 2026, right?
Right.
And 2024.
Right.
Right? This is the time now. We need to get rid of Newsom 2026. He needs to be gone, that election, right? We're not going to get rid of him now. But national politics, we got a shot. Right. 2024, we have a shot.
Yeah.
We have a shot to take over the Senate.
Yeah.
We need that. We're probably going to take the House in 2022, right?
Yeah.
So we need a Senate in 2024 to make a difference. Right. That's the this is the beginning of you can call it a war, or you can call it whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
The fight is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean let's fight in November.
Mm-hmm.
Let's vote in November, do what we can.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be ready come after November. November 9th. Is the beginning of the new war, the new combat.
Yeah, I honestly think if you don't have a red wave in November, like it's going to be more clear to me what it is we're actually dealing with here.
Right.
And granted, you might already know this. You've been in this game much longer. There's a lot of other folks that have been in this game much longer.
I just started in February.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so I just like jumped in and I'm like, okay, just trying to get a grip on this. But if in November we don't have this quote-unquote red wave we're supposed to be having, if we have this many people that are up on their claws upside down like a spider on the ceiling and we still don't have a red wave, I know that when they're talking about fraud and all the other messes that they're doing and all the bought and paid for individuals that you were speaking about, like that's really going to set in. And what I'm hearing even from sheriffs, even from actual sheriffs, get out, just leave the state.
Yeah.
Just go to a state where, you know, you don't have this situation, you know, and,
yeah, I get it.
Thanks guys.
Stay
appreciate
in the
your
fight.
Patience.
Stay in the fight though. Stay in the fight.
Back. Hey, so I just want to say to the gentleman that was just up here, there is hope. I'm 70 years old. I've been a Democrat my entire life, and now I am one fucking pissed off Democrat. I am really so fucking pissed off.
I fucking love this lady.
And let me tell you, I am all these email and text lists for all these Democratic candidates all over the United States. And you know what I respond to them? I don't say fuck you, but I say, guess what? No Democrat is ever getting another penny of my money or another vote from me. And I will never support another Democratic candidate. You guys stole our 2020 elections and probably lots more. And you are liars, traitors, thieves, and murderers. And that's what I say. And there are a lot more like me out there. I've got boatloads of friends who have been lifelong Democrats who are fed up. But you don't hear about us. But we are there, and we are moving. And I just want to say, there's hope. You know, I'm still a registered Democrat, and there is a strategic reason for that.
That's right.
You know, actually, there are two candidates in Long Beach that are running as Democrats that are specifically running as Democrats because they knew they didn't have a chance if they ran as a Republican, and they convinced me that, you know, yeah, I am voting for them, but. I happen to be unusual in that I have a really big mouth and I talk to people everywhere I go, but I mean everywhere. And I just want to say there's hope. There is hope and there's lots of it. And aside from that, I have this deep, deep, deep belief that God wins. God wins. God wins. God wins.
I was told, I was a Democrat and I registered now as a Republican, but my friend told me, stay as a Democrat. That's something that has to do with the points or something like that. Do you know anything about that?
No, but I do know that there's candidates that are going to switch and run with a D next to their name to increase their chances of winning because California is full of dumbasses. And people like to vote for a D or R. They're not interested in voting for somebody that makes sense and that wants to do the right thing for everybody. So, and I can't blame them. I switched from an R to an I because of that reason. Because we have a lot of Republicans that are dumbasses that are in cahoots with the Democrats, right? Because it's all about money at the end of the day. It's all about money for them, not money for us. And the money they're using is our money. Let's not forget that. It's our money, not their money. Any other questions?
Any more questions during Q&A time? No? Okay, at this moment, we are going to have open mic. You get to get, before we start that, I'm sorry. Let's give a round of applause to Tony Rodriguez. Thank you for coming.
Anytime, anytime. And I definitely want somebody from your organization on my show because people need to know about this organization.
Open mic.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are awesome. Thank you for coming for People's Rights Group. Everyone, one more hand to Tony Rodriguez. Woo! Adam. Right now we have open mic. That means you get to come up and share any information or just share your feelings, however, whatever you want to say during open mic time. Go ahead.
So your name's Robert, right?
Yes.
So is the consensus to vote on election day? And I heard somebody said at 2:30. So is the consensus to vote on election day at a certain time? Or the recommendation?
The recommendation I'm hearing is just to get there same day. And it doesn't matter what time you get there. Just make sure it's same day. The idea behind it is if you do it same day, you really shrink the amount of time the assholes need to figure something out.
So November 8th. Vote November 8th. And some people are going to be out of town and they can't vote November 8th. But in California, ballot harvesting is legal. So fill out your ballot. Give it to somebody. They'll sign it and take it in for you. Vote November 8th. That's what I understand.
So, as a former hardcore left-wing liberal Democrat who used to teach Cajun and Zydeco dances all over Southern California and promote the bands and was involved in... I had 700 Facebook friends from this community that's also hardcore left-wing liberal, and they are not budging, and they are not at all... It's like... Somebody encased them in plastic, and anything that does not fit what's inside the plastic just slides right off of them. And I'm just wondering if anybody has any ideas for what we can do to chip away at the plastic and get the plastic off of them, because they're not budging. And they're also very, very loud. They can be extremely vicious and nasty. So I'm just putting it out there. If you've got ideas for ways to approach these people that will just chip away at that hard exterior that is encrusting them, I would love to hear them because I haven't had any success with them. But it would help, I think.
I have something different to say. I filed battery charges because my union, they told me not to videotape, and I ignored them because it's a public building paid by taxpayers, and so I have every right to, you fucking bitch. That's my liberal side coming out. Back to my conservative side. Stop. So I filed battery charges for the lady who grabbed my camera. And the detective said to me, you know who your district attorney is, right? Gascon. So you have, no chance of anything happening with that, but that's okay. I still wanted the paperwork done. And I saw the other officer next to her who I was talking to. She's like a secretary. And I said, oh, well, what's your name? What do you need to know my name? And I said, oh, well, just... I want to get to know people, remember people. It's okay. Let me just take a picture of your name tag. She said, don't take a picture. This is a police officer. Don't take a picture. I don't like people taking pictures of me. I don't appreciate that. And I had to inform her. In the Constitution, we have the First Amendment, freedom of press. I can take a picture. It's a public building. And... I said, there's cameras here in this building, there's cameras outside, so you can't avoid that. So I went ahead and I tried to file a complaint with that officer because I didn't like the way she was speaking to me. It was very disrespectful, rude, and I'm a citizen, and she's a public servant, and that's not the way to talk to people. So when I went downstairs to get a form, a complaint form, they don't have any complaint forms. I had to talk to a supervisor to file a complaint. I asked them, why isn't there any hard documents here so I can file a complaint? Why do I actually have to talk to somebody? She doesn't know. I waited half an hour for that hard document. I walked around in that same floor, and there was all the complaint forms on the board in every language except for English. So she saw me there, and she said, oh, we have a complaint forms. Here they are. I said, yes, I found them. Thank you. There's nothing in English. She gave me a form in English, and she had another stack of papers. And I said, if those are those documents, I can put them up for you. No, I'll put them up. So sometime this week, I'm going to actually check to see if there's those complaint forms in English. So I'm doing my part, and I'm going to whip out this cell phone, and I'm going to take a video. Okay? So I'm fighting back, right? Los Angeles City Police in Boyle Heights. Yeah. Anyone else for open mic? That's anyone else? Come on up.
Hi. I don't exactly know what to say, but I just figured it'd be best to put, you know, opinions out there.
Hey, how do you do this? Okay, I'm sorry.
Hi. Hello? Can you please come back? Hi. No, it's fine. My name is Eli Rodriguez. I live with my mother, and I come to my father's and grandparents' house on weekends. So I guess that's where I'm from. I've been here my entire life. And I personally am independent. And I don't agree with I practically don't agree with anything on either side. Politics are ridiculous, and none of it makes sense, yet here we are. I believe that to have, you know, unity, we must agree on something, which is practically impossible in this situation. And I'm going to start stuttering soon, so I think I'm gonna leave.
I was wondering, does anyone have any recommendations on getting past that plastic that was mentioned of Karen, thanks. Does anyone have any suggestions for pulling away at that plastic that Karen was talking about? Like, when talking to people, like, on the, who are liberals and left and the far left, does anyone have any success with that? I'm just wondering. Yeah, like people like liberals and like people who buy the COVID Kool-Aid and the climate Kool-Aid.
I think that the answer for myself for the plastic is that we can't. I think that it's beyond pride. They don't want to admit they're wrong. There's so many people that just will never admit that they're wrong. I was wrong. I believed, like, I'm going to tell you, I wore a mask for a while. I feel stupid now, but I didn't wear it for that long. But some people won't. They'll just continue either the mask, or they'll just continue and they'll stay in that plastic, and they won't listen to anything. So I don't think those type of people, you can get through. That's my answer.
And I believe that, Joey, that COVIDian, COVIDianism, it's a cult. It's a literal cult. So how do you break through a cult? You don't. You stay away. You be who you are. You be yourself. You be free. You live your life. You live your best life. You travel. You're with your friends, your family. Go to the beach. Go to the mountains. Live your life. But if a COVIDian, you know, they're in a cult. There's nothing you can do. My opinion.
COVID-y-it. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just like, someone was asking what you say.
Anyone else for open mic? No? Okay, this will be the end of our... You, go ahead.
Yeah. So how do you deal with it? Yeah, much higher. A lot higher. So how do you deal with it if it's your child? Yeah. That's hard. I think it's hard. No, adult child. Or any child. A child of any age.
Yeah. So if my adult child joins a cult... Is that what you're asking? Same thing. Usually a cult's going to separate people and isolate them, and they can't be with the family, right? And they'll find reasons for it. You're not vaccinated. Sorry, grandma, you can't see the grandbaby. You're not vaccinated. So what can you do? Same thing. My opinion, though, and I have adult kids.
I just want to say this is the first day I wore my shirt. COVID is a scam.
Last call for open mic. No? Okay, thank you for attending People's Rights Groups. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Oh.
Before anyone agrees with me, I am an agnostic-leaning nihilistic atheist.
Okay, thank you for joining us. This is the end of People's Rights Groups. Thank you.